Okay, so here's Heisenberg. He's telling us that maybe things aren't the way they look. But then how is it that things look the way they look at all? I mean, where does how do things look come from? How do they why do they look that way? And so Heisenberg began to piece together a story of why things look the way they look. And so he began to work with Born's idea that everything is, you know, these are waves of possibility or waves of probability and so forth. And he began to piece together the idea that atoms were not things, but thinginess may be something that emerges from our acts of observation. In other words, when we look, we bring something to bear, which brings out a thing to look like a thing. And that's not really a thing before we look to bring it out as a thing. Now, let me tell you what's going on from another point of view. Let's leave Heisenberg out for a little moment. Remember our fellow Schrödinger, who says everything's wavy, and his equation predicts everything's wavy. And in fact, it even predicts what would happen to electrons moving along in wires, like when they make electricity. And what he predicted was the following rather strange story. The electron wave, which may start out as very concisely pointed at one particular place, as it that little wave moves, you can imagine it moving as if it were a pulse on a jump rope. You've seen kids play jump rope. And you know that if you grab a jump rope and you give it a quick wiggle, you see a pulse travel down the jump rope from where you moved it up and down, down the line to the other person at the other end. That's called a pulse, right? So you can imagine that from the point of view of Schrödinger's wave, that the electron would move something like that pulse on the rope. Don't ask what the wave is waving in, because we don't know that yet. But just imagine that it's moving like that. Okay. Well, here's what happens, though. If the electron were a pulse like that, and it were moving like that, what would happen is, as time went on, that pulse would get fatter. It suffers from what's called the syndrome of middle-agedness. Not only do I get middle-aged, I get not middle-aged spread. I get fatter as I get older. I wish it wasn't true, but it's true. So, and electrons do the same thing. They get fatter as they move on, as they get older, as they travel on in time. They just get bigger and bigger. And in fact, you can calculate how long it would take for an electron to grow, say, a certain size. It turns out that in less than a minute, an electron would grow to be the size of, say, the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. A little later, it could even grow even bigger than that. In other words, if you start off with an electron inside of an atom and let it go, it would grow to the size of a Pentagon in a very short period of time. Now, we've all seen things, and we've all seen that, or all believe that things are made of things like electrons. And I've never seen an electron as big as a pentagon. I mean, you know, that's just like, how can that be? How can these electrons grow that to be that big? That's what quantum theory was predicting. And quantum theory so far was accurately predicting a lot of other stuff. But this prediction was too bizarre. So in comes Heisenberg and it says, wait a minute. They don't grow that big because something happens to them before they get that big. And everybody says, what? Tell us. And he says, what happens is you observe them. Oh, and when you observe them, you cut them down the size. In other words, the act of observation changes an electron from being bigger to something smaller and more electronic-like because it's being observed. So as it's being continuously observed, it more or less stays in a small pattern and looks very much like it's supposed to look. In other words, you bring reality into its reality by observing reality. In other words, when you observe, things change into the ways that you choose to observe them. This was the picture that emerged. that electrons did not spread out to be the size of a pentagon. They stayed in their size because consciousness, mind, observation was playing some kind of role. Now, this was a very strange idea. And you might think, well, was it acceptable to physicists? And I want to tell you, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was too bizarre. Nobody in physics wanted to accept the idea that the minds of the physicists were affecting reality. That was too much. That was just too much. There was this uncertainty principle, but they thought it was just something inherent in nature that you couldn't know everything about a particle at once. Heisenberg was saying, no. There is no out there until you get in the mix. And then it starts to emerge, and it emerges according to how you look.